Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Ayin Beis, and we're starting Ayin Alpha and Beis about four lines off the bottom with a quote from the Mishnah, Zeru'eha, and in Vilt Sursa Daf, it's all the way at the end of Nut Chasam and Beis. And today's office sponsor, Lilui Nishmas, Mars Mirim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe, Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah had taught that a patch of ground in Aruga, which is 6x6 Tfachim, one is allowed to Lechatchila plant six types of vegetables in it and not run into any Kalayim issues. Now the basic understanding is as follows. When two Minim are next to each other, there has to be at least 1.5 Tfachim separation so that it doesn't look like an Erbuvia, it doesn't look like they're planted together. Therefore, the way it would be done is that there's four minim planted on the four sides of the aruga, just not all the way to the corners, because there has to be that tefach and a half space, and then the middle of the square has another min planted, ensuring that it's 1.5 tefachim from all the others, and here we have 5 in a 6x6 tefach space. And then what goes on to explain this, according to the Mishnah, Zeru'eha, which is really a piece of a pasuk that tells us, Ki cha'ars toitzei simcha uchigano Zeru'eha tatzmiach, and the Mishnah told us that Zeru'eha is plural, it's not single, it's not zara, but it's Zeru'eha, and from here we're calling the 5 different species, 5 minim, are allowed to be planted in the 6x6 tefach patch, and so now we're going to detail this in the Gemara. However, we're going to approach it slightly different than the way that we just explained. Now we're going to be discussing something called Reish Tar, which basically means the point of a triangle, either the points of two triangles meeting up with each other, or triangle against a square, and here as well, it's clearly discernible that there's two minim, so there's no kalim over here either. And that's what the Gemara tells us, Miut Zeru'eha, the Miut, the minimum of the word Zeru'eha is referring to two, because as we just explained, Zeru'eha means its seeds, and the minimum of seeds is two, and therefore we clearly see from this pasuk that two seeds could be planted in a aruga. How would this be? So take a look at the Karbana Eda. That's just the easiest picture over here. Just about every Gemara is going to have it. We have a very simple square drawn with an X in the middle, and on top and the bottom it has the word Zera, and here we have a Reish Tar. We have two triangles meeting up at their points, and there's no Kalayim issues, and that would be the simple understanding of the Pasuk, Zeru'eha. We have two seeds in this one patch, and Omer Shmuel Bas Sirta, he continues explaining, the Mishnayim at Lomad Arba. From two, you could learn four. Mashnayim at Noisim Mitchilas Shisha, Umeitzer V'Hoylech. Just like two, you could start at the beginning of six, meaning you start up very wide at the top and the bottom, as we have in the picture, and then you start narrowing to the point. That's what it means. It keeps on getting narrower and going until the meetup at the middle, Ayin Beis Amud Alf on top, Afar Ba. Even four seeds could do the same exact thing. You could start at the beginning of a six, meaning at the edge of the square, and continue getting narrower until the middle. Now, if you're using Yerushalmi Oiz Vahadr with a parish of Chaim on the side, we have a very handy picture over here. If you take a look about halfway through, we have this picture that looks like a windmill. There's not only seeds on the top and the bottom, but there's also on the left and right hand side, with spaces in the middle that allows for a tefach and a half in between each of the seeds. But here we have our four blades of the windmill, or four blades of fan, and they're all meeting up in the middle, and that's four different zroim in our 6x6 aruga. Now, where do we get our fifth one? And so for this, the Gemara continues, it's impossible there's not going to be a small little hole in the middle in order to be plant the middle one. Take a look at that picture again, where we have our blades of our windmill or of our fan, there's a little dot right in the middle, and that means instead of our triangles meeting up completely at a point, they stop a little bit before, so there's a little bit of space right in the middle of our square and our triangles that a fifth min could be planted in. So here we have a total of five minim, four blades of the fan, and one for, let's say, be the screw of the fan right in the middle, so that's five. And that's how we learn from the pasuk Zeru'eha, which tells us for sure two, well, from two, it becomes four, and four has another one in the middle, which is a total of five. However, Amar Vienna argues and says that no, Avaida Pagas Ba'Avaida Ve'in Min Pagye B'Chaver L'Chayushai. Avaida only meets up with Avaida. In other words, this whole concept of Reish Tar, that we can have two different minim meeting up at a point, and there's no issue of Kelayim, that's only regards to Avaida, meaning when a person has to go into his field and they have to work with these two individual minim, it can't be that when he's working with one min, it looks like he's actually working with the other min. There has to be two distinct areas of Avaida. So when we have original understanding of Reish Tar, which is when we just had two triangles meeting up, like the original picture in the Karbana Eda, or this top picture in the Bir of Chaim Kanievsky, it's again if you're using the Yerushalmi Oiz Vahadar. So here we have no issue in regards to Avaida, in regards to working, because we have the spaces on the sides. But our issue is, as Rabbi Yonah just had said, one min can't be pagea with its friend, l'chayv shai, in order to completely surround it. And the way we had explained that we have our fifth min is that it's a dot right in the middle. And that means that it's being surrounded on all sides by four separate minim, and it doesn't have its own space of avaida. There is no way to access the middle min, the fifth one, in order to be able to work with it completely separate by itself without it being surrounded by something else. And therefore, Reish Tar would not be allowed in this situation. So we can't actually have five minim in this setup, says Rabbi Yonah, and therefore must be like our original understanding that we really just have four different minim planted on the four sides, and they're not coming in as a triangle, and that means that the entire middle of the aruga is totally open, and then we could plant this fifth min right in the middle without anything on the sides. Now the Gemara just brings a different understanding of how we know we could have these five minim. So Rabbi Shmuel Levi Amar, he says that really the pasuk could have said the word zera. That's a proper way to read the word. It shouldn't really have a hey at the end. It should just be zayin resh ayin, which would be read as zera. Torah. That's all the pasuk had to say. And if you want to tell me that the pasuk should say a different word, it could have just said the word zarah. That's the proper gerusha of the next word, taking out the yud, just reading it as zarah. But instead, what does it say? Zeru'eha, which is a total extraneous way of saying it. There's no reason to have such a big word. And actually, in the pasuk, according to the shita, according to Rabbi Shuba Levi, it's not spelled with a vav. So really, it's zayin resh ayin yud hey, which is five letters. So the word zeru'eha, which is plural of seeds, is telling me how many seeds am I allowed to plant? Five seeds, because there's five letters in this word. Now Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who argues it's going to be six seeds. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he argues and says shisha, that actually six different minim are allowed to be planted in a 6x6 aruga. And how does he understand zera, zara, zara'eha, zeru'eha? And he understands that the word zeru'eha is mole, that it actually has a vav in there. Therefore, it would be six letters, zayin, resh, vav, ayin, yud, hey. That's six letters. That tells us we could plant six minim. Now, Rav Chagai Amar, he says, zeru'eha chamisha, it only has five letters. Kol hein da'ano mishkach lavav. Anytime I find a vav in a word, ano machik lo, I erase it, so really only has five letters. However, ishta'alas l'Rav Chana safra de sidra, he was asked Rav Chana, the cipher of the shoal, and he was an expert, obviously, because he was a cipher, so he knew how to spell words. But Amar, he said that no, zeru'eha male, zeru'eha is male, it has a vav in there. Now, we have further machlaikis about the setup of these five different minim. Rabbi Yochanan says, "B'shem Rabbi Yanai, kol hein b'sach shisha." All of these minim are within this 6x6 tefachim, as we've been explaining. However, Kahana says, "B'shem Rabbi Shem ben Lakish, that kol hein chutz l'shisha." All of them are outside the 6x6 tefachim, and this would be done as follows. So, if you're using the Artsukh Gemara, you could take a look at diagram one. If you're using Yerushalmi Az v'Hadr with Rav Chaim's Pirish, you would take a look at diagram Aleph all the way at the bottom. We would plant one min in the middle, and then four minim outside the 6x6 tefach patch, as you see on the corners. We have each corner has a full 90 degree angles worth of that min planted, and that's a total of five minim, with four of them actually being outside the 6x6 tefach patch. However, the Gemara asks, im kol hein chutz l'shisha, if all of them are being planted outside the 6 tefachim, so nisni tisha, why not say that nine could be planted? If you're using your Shalmei as Vahadar, so take a look at diagram Bays, the next one. If you're using Art Scroll, take a look at diagram B, and you'll see how we could actually get nine over here. Instead of planting so much on each corner, cut some of that off, so you have just a little bit on each corner, and then in the middle of the top, bottom, right, and left, you could plant another min, so that's four extra minim, that's a total of nine. Why not say that? Once it's being planted outside the square, so we have more place to work with, we could technically get more minim in here. So Aron Tanchum Baitzera, he answers, B'cheni, this is in truth what the Mishnah is referring to, Baruga Shebaruga is Himasnisa. The Mishnah is talking about a patch among other patches, and Artsko has a diagram over here, that would be the third one on the same page, and Yerushalmi Yaz Bahadur with Rav Chaim's Parish would be diagram Gimel, and here you could see that we have nine patches all together, nine arugas of 6x6, and because of this setup, where everything has to fit like a puzzle, as you could see, let's just take the top left corner, where the aruga here has four minim on the four corners. Well, that means the aruga below and to the right of it need to have those minim in the middle and not on the corners, because we have to ensure that every min is one and a half tefachim away from the next, and so on and so forth throughout this entire little puzzle of ours, and that's the reason why we're not able to get nine minim. But yes, technically, if it was its own aruga of 6x6 without anything around it, and we were planting the minim on the outside of it, we would be able to get nine. And moving on to Ayin Beis Amud Beis with Halacha Gimel. The Mishnah tells us, "Munah lepaleta shechva zera b'yom ha'shlishi she tmeya." How do we know that if a woman expels shechva zera on the third day, that she's tamei? Now this has to do with a woman that has tashmish. Obviously, she's going to have shechva zera inside her, and since it's viable, it could technically impregnate her. If it comes out of her body, it's going to be metamei her. And since it's still viable for 3 days after tashmish, that means for 3 days after tashmish, if it comes out of her, it's going to be metamei her. So how do we know that for 3 days it could be metamei her? The answer is Shemar, because the pasuk says in regards to matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden, "Hey, you should be prepared for 3 days. Al tikshu el isha, don't come close to a woman," which means don't have relations. And the Gemara is going to explain in detail how we get to this. The Mishnah continues, "Minan shemarchitzan sakatan b'yom shlishi shechalias b'shabes." How do we know that we could wash the child, the rach hanimel, the kid that got a bris mila? We're allowed to wash him with hot water on the third day after his mila, even if it falls out on Shabbos. We know that we're not allowed to wash on Shabbos, and we know we're not allowed to do refu either. But how do we know we're allowed to wash the kid if his third day after mila is on Shabbos? Shemar, because the pasuk says, "Vayibayom shlishi b'yesem kovim." It was the third day when they were in pain. This is referring to when Shimon and Levi went to the entire city of Shechem and Hamor and wiped everyone out because they had gotten a bris mila and it was on the third day. So we see that the third day, one is still going to be in pain. And lastly, how do we know that when the Sarah Mishtaleach, this goat that was sent out on Yom Kippur and was thrown off a cliff, there was an entire red thread to it? Because the pasuk says, "If your sins will be like red, so they're going to turn like white." And the Gemara is going to explain this as well. So we go on to the Gemara and get into detailed discussion regarding Paletah explains as follows. Mi Sinai Lamdu, we learn from Har Sinai this concept of 3 days. And over here, we're not actually going to be explaining it based off of days. It's going to be based off of Einos, which means time periods. And a time period is either the day or the night, which means that every single day is two Einos. What happened? Yard Moshe B'Shlish B'Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu came down on the third of the week, meaning on Tuesday, and Amar Lahen, he told all the Yidden, you should be prepared for 3 days, meaning in 3 days' time, it's going to be Matan Torah, and you have to make sure not to be Tamei. Therefore, I'll take Shul Isha, don't have relations with a woman. So what's the Cheshbin? Kol Misha Perish B'Shlishi, anyone that's separated from their wives on Tuesday, Yashkan Lel Revi, they have the night of the fourth, which means Tuesday night, Revi, and then the fourth day, which is Wednesday, Lel Chamishi, which is Wednesday night, V'Chamishi and Thursday, and then Bashishi, regarding the sixth day, meaning regarding Friday, Palta Balayla Tmeya, if she was Pilot Shechva Zera, that night she would be Tamei, whereas Bayayim Tahira, during the day she would be Tar. And again, the reason why she's going to be Tar is because Moshe Rabbeinu said, Tuesday you should be Piresh, and by Friday you're going to be Tar. So we see that already once Friday morning came along, which is when Matan Tahira was according to Smad Amar, everyone was Tahar. Now according to this, that means that five Einos would pass before she would become Tahar. Because again, we have Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, that's a total of five, and by Friday morning, she's already going to be Tahar. So within five Einos after Tashmish, that's if they had Tashmish on Tuesday itself, Ani Plita Shech Hazara during those Einos would be Metameh her. Now we have another potential of calculation, Kol Mi Shepir Shpir V, anyone that's separated from their wives on the fourth day, meaning on Wednesday, meaning when Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Tuesday to say, separate from your wives, if a person had Tashmish with their wife, Tuesday Ben Ashmashis, which is basically Tuesday night, so that's already considered the fourth day, that's what we're saying over here, Kol Mi Shepir Shpir V, so Yesh Kan Revi, we have the fourth day, which means we have Wednesday, Lel Chamishi Wednesday night, V'Chamishi and Thursday, and then Bashishi in regards to Friday, Palta Balayla, if she was Palta Shech Lazer at nighttime, Tameya she'd be Tamei, Bayoim, but if she was Palta during the day, Tahira she'd be Tar already, that's Friday morning, again, Wednesday morning, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, Thursday night, that's four Einos, and then already by Friday, any Palta Shech Lazer would be Tahar. However, Amar Rechon Rechon clarifies, Zuba Sinai, this is only by Har Sinai, that's sometimes four, sometimes five Einos would be Matahar, Aval Odairos, but in all future generations, we focus only on the count of days. It says Yoim HaShlishi in the Mishnah, so we focus on 3 days. And that means that Oy Ba'arba Oy B'Sheish, if we're going to look at this in terms of Einos, it's going to end up being anywhere between 4 and 6 Einos. How so? So it depends when on Sunday Tashmish happened, either early Sunday or late Sunday. And we're explaining in greater detail tomorrow with the Mishnah and Brice that we're going to be quoting. This is going to be Shitas Rabbi Shmuel. For now, just moving on to the next Shita, which is Rabbi Kiva. Whereas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva argues and says, no, La'olam hin chamesh, v'chein l'dayreis. Really, by Matan Torah, every single woman would have waited 5 Einos and not 4 Einos because they were pyrus from their husbands the moment that Moshe Rabbeinu came down and no one had Tashmish Ben Hashmashis, like we had mentioned Rabbi Eichon's Shita, that was a potential. No, according to Rabbi Kiva, no one had Tashmish then, and therefore anyone who would have had Tashmish would have done so on Tuesday in the morning and not Ben Hashmashis. Therefore, it's only 5 Einos, and Mechein L'Dairus, the same thing applies to all future generations, it's going to end up being 5. And we're going to explain this later on as well. We're going to stop here for now and pick up tomorrow, continuing to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.